In India, communities along the southeast coast had a scare today when the government warned that another tsunami might strike. In the end, the seas remained calm, but the incident temporarily slowed cleanup efforts. Laura Womack is in Cuddalore in southeast India.
Residents of the poor fishing communities devastated by Sunday's tsunami had just started returning to their homes, those whose homes were still standing, when police announced another tsunami might sweep ashore at any time. Villagers tied their few remaining possessions into bundles, grabbed their children and livestock, and rushed them all inland. Fortunately, it was a false alarm. The cause of the warning is unclear. One report has the Indian government blaming their information on a website in Portland, Oregon, called Terra Research. Another government source cites the Australian Tsunami Warning Center. The evacuation of 10,000 people delayed emergency workers along the coast. Praveen Kumar is head of World Vision's relief efforts in the Cuddalore area.
We had two medical camps going on right in the village, actually. Suddenly when this rumor came, this was not a rumor. It was it was a natural thing for the people to just move away. So they were not concentrating on the medical camp. They just wanted to escape from the thing.
But many people say the recovery efforts here have been coming along at a remarkable pace. The world was moved by images of the recent mass burials. The head of the local government, Gagandeep Singh Bedi, has made health and sanitation priorities.
We have taken a number of other steps also in the health front. We have vaccinated all the people vulnerable to the diseases. We have put bleaching powder in all the villages in order to prevent any outbreak of any infectious diseases. And I am every day sending 23 teams of doctors who are going to 51 villages that were affected and their relief camps.
Power is restored and new wells have been dug. There's plenty of food and clothing because public, private, and nonprofit agencies are all contributing. And in a couple of weeks, those left homeless in this area may have 2,000 new thatched houses built by the same coalition of contributors. The Indian government has pledged to compensate families of those who died. Bedi has already distributed some money to the survivors. While the beaches have been cleaned and the people fed in Cuddalore, other areas are struggling. Nagapattinam to the south is reportedly still recovering bodies, and the scope of the disaster in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands near the epicenter of the earthquake hasn't even been assessed. For NPR News, I'm Laura Womack in Cuddalore, India.